Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Are you flustered when things don't seem to be going right? We live in a world where our sense of reality is assaulted daily to the point where we might wonder how anyone can be cheerful. But when others react with fear, anger, or frustration, believers ought to be radically different. You see, as a child of God, you must not become a captive of your circumstance. We are commanded in Scripture to be of good cheer, and you can choose to continue moving forward despite what you see or feel. When you deliberately pattern your thought processes according to the Word of God, you can have the courage to refuse to submit to the spiritual forces holding the rest of the world hostage. You see, being of good cheer is having confidence and certainty in what God tells you. In today's message titled, We Are Commanded to Cheer Up, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to rejoice always and be of good cheer. Let's join in.
Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33 to cheer up even in difficult situation. Every believer has been commanded to cheer up. We have been instructed to rejoice irrespective of the situation we are facing. Jesus said, These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see in John chapter 16 verse 33. So Jesus is saying to you and me, cheer up. He is telling you that regardless of how your circumstances are like, regardless of how your situation is like, regardless of what you are going through, cheer up and rejoice in the Lord. Act on this, operate on this, and release the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he said, These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus is saying to you and me to cheer up, my friend. So we are supposed to be in really good mood. We are supposed to cheer up. We are supposed to be in high spirits. In the world you will have tribulations. He was speaking to people that he knew they were not going to be without problems, not going to be without hindrances, not going to be without obstacles and opposition and other things happening to you. But in the midst of all that, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's what Jesus is saying. The unbelievers, or even if you have made Jesus your Lord, and you haven't renewed your mind, and you are operating like the world, the natural man thinks he cannot rejoice if everything around him is going bad. But that's not what Jesus is saying. He said, These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Cheer up, my friend. This is not a statement made separate from what happens in the real world, not understanding that people will have problems. Jesus started by saying, there is going to be tribulation. Bad things will happen even to good people. Just because you love God or just because you seek Him doesn't mean things will work perfectly. And yet, in the midst of this, He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let's trust and obey what God is saying. Let's have faith in Him. But I have overcome the world. This is a great assurance for us. These were the very last words that He was speaking to His disciples the night before His crucifixion. The context to this is, the night before His crucifixion, He was saying to them what was going to come to pass. He was saying to them, when you see God's only begotten Son going through sufferings, when you see the soldiers put a thorn crown on my head, when you see them driving spikes through my hands and my feet, when you see them mocking me, When you see me crucified and a spear driven in my side, when you see me in all these pains, the humiliation, the rejection, be of good cheer. You see, most people will say this is illogical. You cannot do that. To see Jesus rejected, to see him beaten, to see him humiliated and crucified, and all the terrible things happening to him. Something would have been wrong with you if you would have rejoiced. If they had been in faith, my friend, they would have rejoiced because Jesus Christ had prophesied to them many times, 14 times, that he would be crucified. And that was the way that the Lord was going to bring redemption to mankind. About 7 of those times, he prophesied his resurrection from the dead. He said, after 3 days, I will rise again. They could have looked through his suffering and said this was what he said would happen. All is coming to pass, and I believe him when he said he was going to rise from the dead. They could have reasoned that way. He is going to defeat death and hell, and they could have been rejoicing deep down in their heart if they would be operating in faith. My friend, believe what Jesus is saying. Operate in faith, because something good is going to happen. So rejoice, regardless of what you are going through. God has a good plan for you. And if you know God, then he is going to cause things that are against you to be overcome, my friend. And you are going to prosper. And if you are seeking God, you need to be rejoicing. That's what the word of God says. If you are seeking the Lord, it doesn't matter what situation you are in. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. It doesn't matter what you think your future looks like. If you are seeking the Lord, there is a promise that deliverance is on the way. Deliverance is coming. Your answer is in the pipeline and is coming, my friend. Something good is about to happen to you because God says so in many places in scriptures. A classic example is Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." You see, other versions of scripture say to give you an expected end. My friend, something good is coming to you. Your expectation will never be cut off, my friend. You have a past, but because of what Jesus did, you have a good future. But the devil will remind you of your past because he doesn't advertise good things. That's not his job. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. That's Jesus speaking in John chapter 10, verse 10. God has a good plan for you and me, not a bad plan. God is a good God, and if you will begin to seek him, it doesn't matter how bad your situation is right now. You should be rejoicing. You ought to be praising God, because if you will turn to God, I can assure you, God is going to move in your way. He is going to move in your direction with all his power to start prospering you. Believe it, my friend. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If Satan can get your joy, he has got your strength. You see, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if he can get your joy, he has got your strength. Don't allow him. He can overcome you if he gets your joy. That's what Satan does. Christians need to be rejoicing. We need to be happy, not only for our benefits, but for the sake of the world. We are the hope of this world, you know? What God is doing in our lives is mainly the hope for mankind. You would do yourself no good and nobody any good if you are depressed. You would do yourself no good and nobody any good if you were filled with anxiety. Make sure you understand the value of what you have. You have joy, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So you are operating from background of joy. We are his personal representatives in the world. And so as much as I want you to be happy and be joyful, the main reason why I want you to rejoice is to glorify God. And to glorify Him means to show forth all His excellence. And I don't think sad, depressing, unhappy, discouraged people do much to glorify God. That's why every day you must rejoice in the Lord, no matter what is happening. Every one of us needs to recognize that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Jesus told His disciples the night before His crucifixion that, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world." He was facing the worst agony he would ever experience in his physical body and his ministry here on this earth. And He said, "You are going to have tribulations." He could have put it this way: "I am going to have tribulation, but I am rejoicing." Some people will say that was Jesus, and I cannot relate to Jesus. He was perfect. He was sinless. He wasn't human as we are. Well, I will admit that Jesus was sinless, but the scripture said He was tempted in many different ways as we are, but yet without sin. Jesus didn't give in to His emotions. Jesus never gave in to discouragement when He saw trouble coming, because He was believing God. He is our example. He said, "Learn from me," so we can learn from Him. That's what Jesus said. I don't relate to people who say, "I cannot be like that." And so they embrace failure. They embrace weakness. They just say, "Oh, the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." They forget that Jesus never preached to born-again Christians. So before His ascension, He said, "Tarry in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit." After the Holy Spirit came and baptized the disciples, they were different people altogether. After Pentecost, the Bible says that they were filled with power and they could now preach and witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all the uttermost parts of the world. That's the power they had. Paul later on wrote in the book of Philippians that, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So after the Holy Spirit power came upon the disciples, they were different people. They could do all things through Christ who strengthens them. So can you and I. He said that these signs shall follow those who believe in me. In my name, they shall cast out demons. They shall heal the sick. They shall perform miracles. So it's not about the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. After you receive the Holy Spirit power, you are a different person altogether. Yes, I admit that not everything works in my life, but I can assure you that I'm not embracing failure. I am aiming at example that Jesus said that we should face problems and tribulations, but we should rejoice. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then there is no way you can rejoice in the Lord. Your first step is to receive Him now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.